Welcome to Shom Machshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Loi Nishmas Am Biakav Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama Daf Pei. Tosfos in the end of Amud Aleph mentions that there's something called Yeshua Ben. What is Yeshua Ben? Pirush Verotam Pirush Shenoy L'Chom Ben. A son was born. V'Hashem Shavlad Noy Shavanim Lat Meimoy, because the son is released from the womb of his mother. So therefore, it's called Yeshua Ben. V'rigilim lasit seudo. They did a seudo whenever you had a boy that was born. This Taisis is the source in Halacha for what we call today Shalom Zohar. As the Tumas Hadeshim brings in Siman Reish Samichtet, that there is a minhag that on Leil Shabbos, you go into the place where somebody had a baby, and it's called the Seudas Mitzvah, and we come and say, give him Mazel Tov when the baby was born. And so brings the Ramah in Yeridah Siman Reish Samichei. Now, what is the reason that you do it specifically on Leil Shabbos? A baby was born, so make a party any day. So Truman Adeshin says, simple, because Leil Shabbos, people are mitzuyim bevaseim. People are home on Friday night, so that's why it's a good time to do the Shalom Zohar. The Drisha brings another reason why we have a Shalom Zohar. Says the reason Shalom Zohar is because of the Avelus on the fact that the baby forgot his learning. So in Mele, you have to have 7 days of avelus before you get to Bris Milah. That's what he explains. He doesn't go on to say, speak about the Shalom Zohar according to this, but Efshar Loimar according to this, that on Shabbos we know there's no avelus in Shabbos. If there's no avelus in Shabbos, that's the time to be in Simcha for the fact that we're getting away from the avelus of the baby. But the Taz and the Vilna Goyen, they bring another source for the idea of the Shalom Zohar. And that is the Medrash Rabo in Parshas Emor, Parshas Chav Zayin, where it says over there that the Mashal HaMelech went into a king, into a country, and he said, everybody here cannot see me until you see the Matroinot Chila, until you see the queen. So Kach HaMal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't bring a korban until Shabbos passes by, and don't break a bris milah until Shabbos passes by. So the Taz and the Ligorin are referring to is that we need to pass through Shabbos in order to get to a Bris Milah. Kivyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, before you do a Bris Milah, before you get to the Milah of a Bris, you have to go through Shabbos. And this is the idea of the Shalom Zohar, to mention that we're going through Shabbos before we go to the Bris. Now, what does it mean that you have to go through Shabbos before you get to the Bris? And specifically, the Medrash calls it the Matreino, it seems like the queen. Before you get to the Milah, Bris Milah, you go through the queen, which is Shabbos. So simple to understand. You can understand Pshat this Shabbos has a Milah of Kedusha. And Kivyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, before you get to Bris Milah, which is even a higher level of Kedusha, we go to the through Shabbos. You have to go through that Kedusha to get to the next Kedusha. But in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, in Parshas Emor, his mayor, that why we do specifically Shalom Zohar on Leil Shabbos, we do it on Friday night. We don't do it on Shabbos day. And he says, there'll be a big nafkamina. Because if a baby was born on Shabbos, does he have a Shalom Zohar the next Shabbos or not? If you say that we're very makpid on Leil Shabbos, so he needs to wait for the next Leil Shabbos in order to have the Leil Shabbos. But if the whole idea is to see Shabbos, he saw Shabbos, he was born on Shabbos. So he maybe should not have to be waiting until the Bris Milah. So says the Avodas Yisrael, you see from here that this Medrash is Meramis to what's brought down in the Mekubalim. What's brought down in the Mekubalim says that there's different Pchinas of Shabbos. And we'll just be Mayach a little on the Kud over here. Shabbos has different stages. There is Leil Shabbos, there's Yom Shabbos, and then there is the Mincha of Shabbos. And according to the Arizal, the Leil Shabbos is connected to what's called the Malchus, the Matroino. That's why in Leil Shabbos we say V'yenuchu vo, Lashon Nekevo, referring to it as a queen. The day of Shabbos is V'yenuchu boy. It's a different Pchina of Shabbos. It's a Pchina of a king. And then when you get to the Mincha of Shabbos, is the combination of both, and that's why it's called V'yenuchu bom Loshon Rabin. The Pchina that a baby has to go through before he gets to Bris Milah is the Pchina of Leil Shabbos, the Pchina of the Malchus, of the Shabbos Malkiso. That's what he has to go through in order to get to Bris Milah. And to explain a little bit more, in the previous Alexander Rebbe, he had a Sefer Imri Menachem. In Mamoria Simcha, he brings this Avodas Yisrael, and he adds, to what is the Pchina of Malchus? Ke'edua, Malchus is Leis Migar Maklo, meaning Malchus represents that we are doing a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be a king, and we don't have anything of our own. All our mos, all what we are, is subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before someone comes to a Bris Milah, what's the idea of a Bris Milah? Is that the Chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Ayid, and that Ayid is subject to Hashem. the bris of ois bris kodesh is in our guf, and we're completely subjective. That's what I've added to what we mentioned many times in the past. Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, it says that it's bris milah. A bris milah specifically needs to be in. It's done on a baby who's 8 days old. He has no das. Because we're talking about someone who's not choosing. We're just subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, that's the pshat. Leil Shabbos, the b'china of the Malchus. And the Malchus is that a person feels that I don't have anything on my own. All I have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you go through that b'china, then the baby can get to the idea of Bismillah. Only after the b'china, some Malchus of Shabbos, you get to the Ma'ilah of a bris. Obviously, this mentor has much more to talk about, but we'll leave you with this. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.